Discovering Our Past is a history website developed as part of the College of Charleston's 250th anniversary. For more stories, audio recordings, and images, please visit discovering.cfc.edu. Albert Simmons Center and Marion and Waylon H. Cato Center for the Arts. Since 1979, the College of Charleston's Albert Simmons Center for the Arts has occupied a long site on the east side of St. Philip Street, with a center courtyard facing Greenway. In late 2009, the Arts Center was expanded with the completion of the Marion and Waylon H. Cato Jr. Center for the Arts on the southeast corner of Calhoun and St. Philip Streets. Before these structures were built, the streetscape along the east side of St. Philip Street, between Calhoun and George Streets, was occupied by more than a dozen private properties, each with histories of their own. Some of the people and properties from the past are discussed in our story, A History of St. Philip Street. A campus fine arts center had been proposed as early as 1971, when the college renovated two houses on campus to provide space for the music and art departments at 72 and 74 George Street. By 1977, a larger location had been designed, a four-story, 85,000-square-foot fine arts center, intended for a 5,000-student college. The red brick building formed a backdrop to the central sunken courtyard, which the architect called the heart of the arts center. Two-story wings extending north and south from the courtyard were intended to respect the traditional heights of the residential neighborhood, while the upper floors that provided space for classrooms, offices, and studios were set back toward the interior of the block. The center was named for Albert Simmons, who was known as the Dean of Charleston Architects. He was also a member of Charleston's first Board of Architectural Review, a founding member of the Preservation Society of Charleston, and an instructor at the College of Charleston from 1924 until 1948. The first art history course at the college taught by Simmons was the seed for the School of the Arts. In 1977, he praised the design of the Simmons Center, saying, "If you study the buildings of Charleston, you'll find four or five distinct periods. And now we have a sixth, the contemporary." The Simmons Center has been an integral part of Charleston's artistic life since its construction. The theater and recital hall are used not only for student performances, but also as venues for the annual Spoleto Festival USA. In 1984, the Theater and Art Gallery were named to honor two distinguished Charleston artists, the Emmett Robinson Theater and the William M. Halsey Gallery. Emmett Robinson taught theater and public speaking courses at the college, and William Halsey taught its first studio arts program. Since the 1980s, the School of the Arts has grown along with the College of Charleston, now offering majors in theater, dance, music, studio art, arts management, art history, and historic preservation and community planning. Along with a new home for the art gallery, now known as the Halsey Institute of Contemporary Art, the Cato Center provides offices and studios on its upper floors.